Hello?
Hello, my name is Sonia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
This is she.
All right, I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Just I was calling because I had tried to do my claim and it said I needed to call.
When was the last time you completed a weekly certification?
Yesterday I tried to, Wednesday was, did a new claim.
Okay, so you filed a new claim on Wednesday?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and did you do your weekly certification?
When I tried to call, because I was supposed to call on Sunday, that's when they said I needed to call the call center.
All right, so when you filed your claim on Wednesday, did you do it online or with a representative?
Online.
Okay, all right. Go ahead with your social for me.
423-136276.
All right, that's 423-136276.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and verify your name for me, please.
Charlie T. Feltz, F-E-L-T-S.
And your mother's maiden name, Ms. Feltz?
It's Petty, P-E-T-T-Y.
And your driver's license number, please?
577-7484.
Okay. All right, so I do see a claim here. It shows here, but it says there's a potential problem with your claim. I really can't see what it is, but I do have the option to reopen it for you today. Did you want to do that?
Well, see, with that one, I had worked out of town, and when I wasn't working, that was back in March, April, something like that. I can't remember when I tried to file, but they didn't get the information from that company that I worked for. So right after that, I had found another job. I had got called for another job.
Mm-hmm.
So I got laid off because the claim volume went down, so I'm having to open a new claim.
Okay. All right, well, go ahead and get that for you. And we'll just, okay. All right, go ahead and verify your date of birth for me.
11/11/1967.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to ask a few questions, and we'll go ahead and get the claim reopened. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
All right. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
All right. And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
All right, Ms. Feltz. If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Right now, I'm going to go ahead on and get the card from you all because I don't have my direct deposit number on me right now, my account number.
Okay, and have you had one of the benefits cards before?
No, ma'am, I've never had one.
Okay, all right. I will have to read the disclosure on that card for that selection.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-colored Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card. And payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by CoAmerica Bank. CoAmerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, and $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls. And there is a 35-cent free a 35 cent fee for automated customer service calls. There's also a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Core America Bank charges two other types of fees, its card replacement fee for $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery. It's also an international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. And please note the disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. And for general information about the prepaid accounts, you could visit cfpb.gov/prepaid to find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Ms. Webb, do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Ms. Phelps, go ahead and verify the mailing address for me.
It's going to be 2102 Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T-S, Lane, Mobile, Alabama, 36617.
Thank you. And is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
No, ma'am.
And has your address changed in the last year?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And we have a contact phone number of 251-381-7770.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Yes, I had worked for USA Upstart in January to March.
You worked in
and
another
that was
state
in Wisconsin.
With them?
Yes, ma'am. It was a contract job.
All right. And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Ms. Phelps?
I'm here. I'm sorry, ma'am. What'd you say?
The question, did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
Oh, no, ma'am. I apologize.
Okay. And I was like, I know she told me. It's okay. All right. Did you receive notification?
I have to go early because I have a sick daughter and I have to take care of my 2-year-old grandson right now. So please bear with me.
Okay. Yes. Take your time. I understand. All right. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
All right. And Ms. Phelps, when was the last day you worked?
What's today?
Monday the 12th.
Okay, no, yeah, it was right. November the 9th.
Friday? Oh, no, November 9th. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am, November 9th. I know because it was 2 days before my birthday.
Okay. All right. Well, we have a few more questions here, and we'll have the claim in. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
All right. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training? Ms. Phelps, did you answer? I don't know if the phone
I'm
went
sorry.
Out.
Okay, what the second question was again?
Yeah, it was, are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Okay, and are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
All right, and are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right, and have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
All right, Ms. Phelps, do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And Ms. Phelps, what's your job title?
I'm an adjuster. I work for Mid-America.
You said bus driver?
No, ma'am. Adjuster. Property adjuster.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
I am, but I'm also seeking for other things also.
Okay. All right. And you said that was in Wisconsin? You were?
Yes, ma'am. It was on Alaska, Wisconsin is where we worked at.
Okay. And who was your last employer?
Mid-America.
All right, give me one moment, Ms. Phelps.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.